Today is Monday, October 27th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every single week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Civics Day. You remember when we all took civics? Well, I don't know, did we all take civics? When I was growing up, it was a class that was required to take, and you learned all about the government and how things work. I don't remember much about it at all, but you learned civics. You learned civics. It's also Navy Day. My stepfather's dad was in the Navy, and one of his sons, my uncle, was a civil engineer for the Navy, but I don't believe he was ever in the Navy, so to speak, enlisted in the Navy. It's also National American Beer Day. So I thought I would just go through a couple of other ones. Tuesday of this week is going to be Wild Foods Day, so you should eat wildflowers on your salads. Maybe you should go out and, I don't know, kill a squirrel. Have a squirrel. It's going to be National Chocolate Day on Tuesday. So, you know, for those of you who like chocolate, you can do that. And then Wednesday we come along and it's National Oatmeal Day. So, National Cat Day. For those of you who like, and look, and I don't have anything wrong. I don't have anything against cats. I don't think cats are very friendly in general. And I know maybe, you know, some of you cat owners out there are like, oh my God, Adam, yes, they are so friendly. I do find that cats like me because I can't touch cats because I'm allergic to cats and my eyes will swell up and all kinds of, well, mainly my eyes will swell up. They'll itch, you know, all kinds of things like that. It's National Wicked Day on Thursday and National Candy Corn Day. I would have thought that would have been on Halloween, but apparently it's not on Halloween. And then lastly, just to get you guys through the week, it's National Breadsticks Day on Friday. Perfect chance to go to the Olive Garden. You know, an interesting thing about the Olive Garden, not really interesting at all, but they're not on any of the delivery apps. Now, somebody out there in a city somewhere is going to say, oh, I can get Olive Garden through, what's that delivery service that does everything? It's not just food. It's, you can have them go to Walmart and pick up stuff. I can't remember the name of it, but I don't think we have it here. Or if we do, I've never tried to use it here, but there are delivery services out there that may do Olive Garden, but for the most part, oh, and it's National Magic Day on Friday. So they're all, so I got you all the way through the week. Simply, you know, you're through the week. You know what to do. You can write it down. You can celebrate whichever ones you want to celebrate. Now we do have contact. So Leo, and I don't know if these are not the same. Leo says, hi there. I know I mentioned a couple of texts ago about your obligation to podcasts, possibly causing some of your anxiety. And I just listened to the one where you mentioned that you will probably cut down to one day a week. I would assume me and most of your fellow geeky gay listeners hope that you just cut back or cut out the gay mix or throwing down show. Maybe you can do 3 days a week of geeky gay instead. Maybe do a poll and ask your listeners. Either way, taking care of your anxiety is important, and quite honestly, I think the Geeky Gay Venting is probably the healthiest of your three podcasts, since you're not having to worry about pleasing a co-host and scheduling around anyone else. Just a suggestion. Then Leo also says, hi again. Ironically enough, I listened to your latest episode, and that's the perfect example of unnecessary stress. You were having to think about scheduling around other podcasts. Again, maybe just stick with Geeky Gay on whatever days you want to and are available to record and leave it at that. I assume Joe and your best friend Daniel would understand, unless they are selfish and only worried about their podcast. That's all for now. Well, Leo, it's not about them so much, like pleasing them so much. I enjoy doing the podcast with them because they're both my friends. And for whatever reason, I have trouble keeping contact with friends. And so one of the ways that I keep contact with my friends is to podcast with them. And so, you know, the way I keep contact with Daniel and Joe is doing a podcast. That's how we catch up. So I enjoy doing it. In fact, the show that Joe and I were replacing when we originally started Throwing Down was a show called Catching Up. And he literally did it because he used to call and catch up with his best friend, Mike Lawson, every single week. And Mike got tired of podcasting. I think they still call each other and catch up every single week. But yeah, so that's the reason that they did it. And yeah. So I'm trying this. I'm trying it. I know that a lot of, you know, well, I don't know that a lot. I know that there are some listeners who listen daily and who really enjoy the daily thing. And I know that's going to be an adjustment. And again, I'm not saying that that's what I'm going to do forever. I just, at this point in my life, with so much going on and, you know, trying to figure out the career thing and anxiety and emotions and all that kind of stuff, just doing it every day, it becomes more of a chore, you know, thinking of things to say and stuff like that. And so it's just a way to help myself. And I know you guys understand. And like I said, it may not be forever. It may just be for a short amount of time. Gosh, we do have some voicemails, and I don't know if, let's look. I don't know if I played them all, but you know what? Let's have a listen to a couple of voicemails at least. There's something wrong here. Trello is giving me problems. Okay, it says I have 5, so let's just have a listen. Okay, that one I'm pretty sure I played. So let's go to the next one.
Hey, Adam, it's Tony in Illinois. I heard that you're going to go down to 1 show a week. Awesome.
Oh, no, already played that one. Okay, here is one that we have not played yet.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Tony.
It's Tony again. I don't even remember what I was going to say. But whoa, you probably won't get this till next Monday.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm cool with you doing it.
I mean, even
though
you,
this is your podcast, I'm cool with you doing it on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday because, let's see, the Gay Mixed show doesn't get released till what, maybe Tuesday
or Wednesday
or something? I don't remember. But Level 13 doesn't get released till Friday. I wish that got released like a day earlier, because sometimes, like, I'm listening to like your show and this other show and this other show. Well, really, just I don't know what the fuck I listen to, but I listen to something. Just a couple of shows.
Put together
anyways,
a playlist. Fridays
when Level 13 comes out, like this last Friday, I couldn't listen to it all, so I had to finish it up on Monday, and then that puts me like into the wrong week, and it makes me feel a certain way. And I don't know, but I finished it. But it'd be nicer if it came out like Thursday, then that way for sure I could finish it. Because on the off chance that...
Yes?
I don't fucking know. On the off chance that I go to the live show on Friday night.
Yes.
And if I haven't listened to all of Level 13, then something might not make sense. So I want to make sure I get the show because, and Level 13 listened to before the...
Because we are nothing but timely on the mix. Look, we repeat things. And I don't think we reference a lot of stuff that we talk about in Level 13 in the main show, but you never know. You never know. But I don't think you have to keep completely caught up. I appreciate, you know, your OCD. Well, I don't want to diagnose you with anything, but I do appreciate that.
Next show, start. I don't know. Does that make any sense? I don't know if it does or not. But I probably should have called the Gay Mix for that one. But Daniel probably just cursed at me for forgetting his name. So yeah. I don't know if there was a point to my calling or not, but it is what it is, and it maybe it'll make your show a little bit longer because my drive is like 40-ish minutes.
One way?
To work and back from work.
So an hour and 20 minutes?
I need something to listen to, and like one show is an hour maybe. And I listen to Enormous. That's about 40 minutes, but they only do that maybe once a month.
Do you listen to Big Fatty?
Weekly Weird News or something, and that's about an hour, but that's only once a week. And I listen to you and the Gay Mix the and big, Level 13, and that's it.
The Big so Fatty will read you.
To fill up my week. I don't know what I'm going to do.
The Big Fatty
so
will.
You're going to have to let your show at least. Be 80 minutes long. Or something.
80 minutes long.
Okay. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. And I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. All right. But you were a little. No. Sorry I was interrupting you. Here, we have another call. Oh, it's only 5 seconds. What does it say? Oh, no. It was from Auntie Scott, and it was only. It was like a butt dial. Well, here's another one. Let's have a...
So you've decided to go to one show a week. And that's, you know, that's a good thing because we all need a break from the mundane, from the burdensome, from the troubling. Obviously, doing a little 15-minute show once a day, 5 days. It's just so much.
You know, I feel like there's a little bit of sarcasm in there. And although I'm sure he's going to get to a really good point at the end of that, it sounds like you're calling from a tin can. Like the first call was from a number that I recognized and I knew it was Auntie Scott. It was only 5 seconds of silence. The second call came from like a secretive number. I don't know. Anyway, let's finish this.
Drain and stress. Anyway, I wanted to say that I find it very interesting that you've gone to one day a week, and on your first of your one day a week shows, Monday, October the 20th, 2025, I love your closing announce. This is Auntie Scott. Goodbye.
Well, thank you for the call, Auntie Scott. I'm going to have to put this new phone number in so that I'm going to put Auntie Scott string in a can. Do you guys remember that? Like, I don't know if I ever really did it. I must have done it before. But where you can get a string and either two solo cups or two cans and you put a hole in them and then you run the string through the holes and you tie a knot and then you go to opposite ends of the house or whatever. I don't know how far it works. And then you talk and you can hear each other because the vibration of the, you know, whatever the sound is goes through. And so I'm not really sure. That's what it sounded like. Not really. But it did sound a little tin canny for some reason. I'm not sure. Well, we did not record the mix on Friday night. So Mark and I just had a relaxing evening. We haven't done anything this weekend at all. And last week, we didn't really do anything either. It was just work. Work has been, you know, I this is a consistent theme in my life. But work has been stressful because not only are we in the middle of planning, but we just had a big, huge reorg where we got a new, I don't know if he's an EVP or whatever, executive vice president, but you know, anytime you get anyone new, they want to change everything. And so we're planning and things are being changed all at the same time. And I got two new directors that I'm working with. So, and maybe that'll be a good thing because I got some negative feedback from the old director that I was working with. So maybe these new directors will love me. And so, you know, we'll see how that goes. But honestly, there's just been a lot going on. So I've just been tired, you know, when I get home in the evening. And we're going to be going back to 5 days a week really soon in the office. So that's going to be another thing. I still get to work from home 3 days a week right now, but it's going to soon. They said fall is what I heard, which we're in fall now. So it could be any day I could get that email. I did my annual enrollment for my medical insurance that I don't use, but you got to have it. You know, I told my therapist one way I'm going to try to get over my fear of going to the doctor is I'm going to schedule some very routine things where there's no way that I could get a diagnosis of death. So I'm looking for a dentist, although I'm thinking about doing that sedation dentistry where they knock you out or give you laughing gas or whatever the case may be. So I was looking for a sedation dentist in my area. So I've made a spreadsheet, of course, and I'm putting down list of names. And that's probably going to be the first thing that I do is go to the dentist. Then there is a little thing on my face I want to get removed. So I'm probably going to go to the dermatologist. Who knows? Maybe I'm going to go sit in waiting rooms of doctor's offices and just get used to it. You know, get used to the smell, get used to the the staff. But anyway, nothing happened this weekend. We laid around, we watched TV, and we had brunch yesterday for our restaurant of the week, and that was it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.